Production. Recorded live.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. One New York City Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show determined to piss the world off. By shoving a mirror within society's face, he kicks them in the balls. I present to you Louis B. This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show.
Determined to piss people off. Hey, welcome to the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We're on an active war on bullshit. We will do anything we can to expose bullshit. The ends sometimes justify the means. So if you're angry and want the truth to expose, then strap in and prepare to be shocked. If this is smash mouth talk, if you can't accept it, then bugger off. I am your host, Louis B. I don't hold my tongue or censor myself. I attack the issues that I don't agree with, and I drag them into the light. I'll do anything and everything to expose anything that is corrupt. And today will be no different. Before we get started with today's topic, we usually have the Prayer for Good Radio by the Honorable Reverend X. Reverend X, take it away.
In the name of Jesus, repeat it after me, bitch. I come in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, God Almighty, you know, ruler of heaven and earth and every goddamn thing in between. You understand me now? You trust in the devil, huh? Well, if God send the devil in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit, then motherfucker, you fucked up, huh? You fucked up, huh? You know your ass is doomed. What you got to speak? If you don't know shit to speak on this topic I'm bringing up, shut your goddamn ass up. Man, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. It don't matter how you come with me. As you down doing what I'm talking about doing, lawyers and get this book open. Trained in these words to get the poor, the fatherless, and the widows up out of them penitentiaries. Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
Hey, what's up? Like to thank everyone for listening to the show today. Today we're going to be talking about the SB 1070, the bill, the Senate bill, the state Senate bill of Arizona, in dealing with enforcement of federal immigration laws. There's been a lot of heat coming towards Arizona for doing this. We're hearing protests, boycotts against Arizona. In fact, let me pull up one of these articles. Yes, Yes, U.S. representatives here in CBSNews.com, U.S. representative says boycott Arizona. In fact, here, this is, this is by Amy Goodman. Arizona was the only territory west of Texas to secede from the Union and join the Confederacy during the Civil War. A century later, it fought recognition of the Martin Luther King federal holiday. This week, an anti-immigration bill was signed into law by Republican Governor Jan Brewer. Arizona Senate Bill 1070 empowers state and local enforcement to stop, question, and arrest whoever they suspect may not be in the state legally. The law is an open invitation to sweeping racial profile. But I don't want to agree with that. I really don't agree that that's sweeping racial profiling. No. This is miscategorizing. If you wanna enforce the laws that are already on the books, you're gonna be called a racist. You're gonna be called you're a Republican. Like it's a dirty thing. No, this is conservatism here. And in fact, let me get an audio. There was this video on, and I deleted it like an idiot. Haha. Wait. Yeah, I did it. Delete it. All right. Well, I did this video in response to Montegraph on YouTube. He posed a question that, okay, we've been allowing these people to, to sneak in here and do this. We allowed it for years. For years and years and years and years. Is it right for us to start kicking people out? Because now we're starting to notice that it's not convenient for us anymore. And I said, look, when you start eating bad things and you catch a cancer or you get sick, do you just continue doing that bad thing because now it's convenient for you to start eating healthy? Of course you're going to start eating healthy to save your life. And I applaud Arizona for this. And again, I'm saying this as a Latino. I'm saying this. This is not racist. And this is not racial profiling, because they still have to follow the Constitution. People still have rights, and they have to respect those rights. They can't just kick someone's door in for no reason. They need a warrant, of course. And if they happen to be illegal, you're going back. Because you know what? The laws of this land that are already on the books that really need to start being enforced already, and Arizona is just forcing the federal government to start doing its damn job. If it's going to be taking taxes away from hardworking citizens, start doing your damn job. I mean, this reminds me of the Dave Chappelle skit when everybody found out he was making millions of dollars. And, making millions of dollars. And, they say, well, now it's going to cost you $14,000 for a haircut. You know what? If I'm going to be spending that much money, nigga, shave my balls. Really? And of course, and if you're going to be taking that much taxes from me, you know what? Get these Mexicans out of here. Get these illegals out of here. They don't respect laws already. I mean, they've already broken the law by coming in here illegally. I don't care how good of a person they are. And we're not even talking about the same type of Mexicans that snuck in here before. Because this system makes it easy for them to get on welfare, get free services, and not have to pay a dime into it like me and you do. I pay taxes. I pay into this. I buy my own health insurance. I do all these things for myself. And look, and to really drive the point home, I actually said this. I had to be rushed to the emergency room because I caught pancreatitis. You know, I wasn't doing what I was supposed to. So I got sick. So I had to go to the hospital, and I couldn't find my insurance card. You know, the hospital was going to send me home to look for it when I was in pain, vomiting, and in fact, I could have died. I could have died. Pancreatitis is a serious, serious illness. Something had to be done. But no, I saw Paco, and yes, you know, and don't be going, oh, you're racist, you're being racist. I saw a whole freaking, the Mexican soccer team come in. One dude was bleeding, he was hurt, you know, which, you know, was just a bad boo-boo, really. Maybe just a stitch here and there. Oh God.
He needs medical attention. Doctor, need a doctor.
Insurance? No. Okay, don't worry, come in. I'm like, oh, really? Really? And again, I'm brown. I could have played the Mexican card. I could have gotten away with it too. I would have been like, I could have acted like I didn't speak English. I would have just had to play off with the interpreter, and I probably would have gotten a free service. But no. No, I believe in personal responsibility. I pay, you know, hey, luckily I had my insurance on me. I found it and was able to be treated. But it's ridiculous. And you know these people didn't have to pay anything. They're not going to get billed. Well, they probably did get billed, but they're going to be like, they can't find us. And I'm not saying deny anyone that needs... that this deny people that need medical attention. But the fact is, what's good for the goose is what's good for the gander. Old man, why does the new law scare you? Old man in the chat room. And crossoutradio.com/listen live. Let me open up the phone lines and let people
call the Crotch Out Radio Show now at 724-444-7444. Call ID 23980.
What do you mean? Okay, call in. Chat room. And you dial. Well, how's it more government when they're enforcing the laws that are already on the books? When they're basically putting the federal, which is constitutional, for the government to do, is to protect people. I mean, again, what about the people that own land? What about farmers that have to protect themselves? These people come in, they'll probably, you know. No, of course not. Don't be silly. I mean, I want to call in. Call in if you dare. Because we really need to discuss this. Call in. That's the number right there. That's the directions how to do it. Call in. I dare you. Double dog dare you. In fact, while we're doing it, let me read the bill. Let's read the bill. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Arizona, Section 1, intent. The legislature finds that there is a compelling interest in the cooperative enforcement of federal immigration laws. Notice, federal immigration laws that are already on the books throughout all of Arizona. Enforcement of federal immigration laws. The legislature declares that the intent of this act is to make attrition through enforcement. Oh, goodness, I freaking looked it up and I can't believe I forgot what it means. I hate when attrition. Oh, to reduce a reduction in the number of illegal immigrants. Through enforcement, that public policy of all state and local government agencies in Arizona. The provisions of this act are intended to work together. Let me see if he called in. Oh, call one guest. Okay. All right, waiting for you to call in and I'll unmute you. Call one guest. Old Hobe. What up, Old Hobe? What we got in the chat room here? We got... They're doing their... That old man in the crotchoutradio.com chat room. What are you going to do? First of all, they're not doing the jobs that Americans don't want. The Americans don't want those jobs because, you know what? They don't pay a living wage. You hear more often than not that these jobs pay below minimum wage or their wage is so low that no American can live off of it. Especially in New York, you hear people who are busted. Yeah, they hire them cheap. And they're not paying them a legal wage. And whether they hire them cheap or not, that's also a moot point, because they're not supposed to be hiring illegals. That's illegal to hire illegals. That's a law on the books too, which means a business could get shut down for that. Trying to be on the cheap. And if you're paying someone a low wage that they can't live on, guess what? That's slavery. Yeah, you know what? They can't. Oh, now you're being racist. Now that's a racist one, but that's funny. Oh, hold on. Old Hobe, how you doing? You on live?
Yeah.
How you doing, man?
I like what's the... Well, I'm doing pretty terrific for a poor old man. How you doing for a rich young man?
I'm not rich. I just want my fair share. And again, I'm a Latino. I understand Spanish. I hear what they say. They don't like us. Central Iowa, stay on the line. I'll get to you after Old Hobe. So yeah,
who is they that don't like you?
No, Mexicans.
Oh, okay.
Mexicans don't like us. Because I'm a Puerto Rican. My people, obviously Puerto Rico's a commonwealth. We could come and go as we please. And we're born U.S. citizens.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Okay, do you consider yourself an American Puerto Rican, or do you consider yourself a Puerto Rican American?
Well, since I was born here in New York City, I consider myself an American. I've actually discussed this. This is a side note, but they're discussing Puerto Rican independence or becoming a state. I'm for Puerto Rican independence if Puerto Rico starts has industry there. In fact, I'm writing a letter to the governor of Puerto Rico to legalize marijuana and hemp, and that will just grow not only the tourism, because we got a lot of potheads in the world that will love to go to a place that's legal and won't have to fly so far to go to Amsterdam.
That's a good idea.
You could use that to make millions of products off of industrialized hemp, and not to mention the medicine and all that, and make Puerto Rico independent, and we could be like Costa Rica, because Costa Rica doesn't have a standing army. And you know why they don't have a standing army? Because they don't fuck with nobody.
They don't
fuck with nobody. You know, if Puerto Rico becomes a constitutional republic, and that's the only way it's going to work, a constitutional free market economy republic, and starts making its own money, so that way we could purchase food, of course, or grow our own, because, I mean, you know, people in Puerto Rico grow their own foods anyways, but that's besides the point.
I think I'll write Obama with the very same suggestion to allow hemp to be grown here.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I don't want Puerto Rico to become a state, because the federal government is going to start making my family who lives there, who's owned land, and many other people who own land, pay property taxes that's been in the family for generations, and it's ridiculous. I mean, especially and paying taxes to what? This criminal government? That's why they're talking. That's what they're really the real reason why they're talking about statehood for Puerto Rico, so that way they can screw people. I've actually listened to the show. I mean, the United States has screwed over Puerto Rico with their medical experiments on my people for years. So, I mean, that's besides the point. But anyways, back to this. I mean, what are your thoughts on SP 1070?
Oh.
What?
Where did you go?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Well, I can now, yeah.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on SP 1070?
What is 1070?
That's the Arizona State Senate bill, which basically forces local law enforcement to enforce federal immigration laws that are already on the books.
I'm for it.
I mean, have you ever had any personal beef with illegal immigrants?
Not as an individual, no. As a group, yes.
As a group. Why don't you give your opinion?
Well, number one, if they're illegal, they're illegal. I mean, you said that just a few minutes ago.
Right.
You know, they keep telling me what kind of rights they have, and if they're illegal, they have no rights. Not here, anyhow. They may have some rights if they get back to Mexico, but not here. I mean, they are illegal, period. And it should be stopped. It should be they should be punished for coming over here. And my solution to it is this. If they come over here and they get caught, we set them down, we talk to them, we say, look, you did something illegal, and we're going to forgive you this time, we're going to take you back to Mexico. and put some kind of mark on them so that they can't get rid of it. Maybe it's a chip under their skin or something.
Wow.
So that if they ever come back over again, then they have to work for our government and do chores like sweeping streets or cleaning windows or something to earn enough money back to pay for both of those trips that we took them back. And the next time they do it, they'd have to pay for 4 trips. Next time, they'd have to pay for 8 trips. And soon they'd get the message, I better stay home.
Wow, you're for chipping people and slavery.
No. If they stay home, they aren't getting into slavery.
Okay. I mean, I don't know how well that will fly, but anyways,
probably won't fly at all.
Yeah. Well, let me. I'll come back to you if you want to talk again. Just press *8. I got to get to Central Iowa, then New York.
Okay.
All right. Central Iowa, how you doing?
Hey, Louie, it's Bri. What's up?
Bri, how you doing?
Not too bad. Had to go ahead and call in. Man, I've heard so much crap from some of my more leftist friends about this. I kind of had to check it out. And, okay, here's what I've been getting told. Apparently, Arizona State Police is going to be going door-to-door to check everybody's ID to see if you're illegal or not. What does that sound like? This is the same shit that we've been getting called kooks for, but we're right. I actually checked out the bill. I'm not done getting through it. I just went through. They're amending original law, and basically what it says is you get pulled over and they suspect that you're an illegal immigrant, you're in trouble. There has to be something else that you are getting in trouble for currently for them to check to see if you are legal or not. They're not going to just let you go like they have been, but they're not going to kick down your door and Gestapo your ass.
So basically they're going to be following the Constitution, and they need a probable cause, of course.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of like, oh, your headlight's out. Do you have a driver's license? No. No hablo inglés. Yeah, okay, guy, you're coming with me.
Exactly.
It opens up possible racial profiling, but that's a red herring, tell you the truth. It's bullshit, honestly. And like you said, it's going to be supporting existing laws. So, it's just the state trying to do what it's supposed to do, enforce the law.
Yeah, I mean, Sean Hannity put it this way, these laws are already on the books, but the federal government is not doing anything about it, so the state has to do the federal government's job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, quoting Rush Limbaugh, he said yesterday that what about the farmers? What about other people that these illegal Mexicans come in and they tear up their property?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's telling stories about people basically can't stay out of their home for much longer because they know that if they stay out for a long period of time, someone is going to go in there and break in their house and steal their shit.
Yeah. So, what else are they supposed to do? It's a whole blow up on a state that's trying to enforce the law and trying to protect their citizens and their way of life. And, I can understand, why wouldn't you want to go ahead and help out the little guy and these poor people that go across the border looking for a better life, blah, blah, blah. If you really want to do that, we need to take a look at our federal immigration laws, try and make sure that it's a little bit easier to get in the state, and I don't know, maybe not support drug cartels, not support things that are making that country a piece of shit to live in.
Exactly.
Quite honestly. But what else is there to say on it? There's nothing really else to say.
Yeah, old Hobe in the chat room says, enforce the law and protect its citizens.
Yes.
I mean, and again, I'm saying this as a Latino, as a Spanish-speaking person. And I hear this shit. Hold on, we got another caller from New York. New York wants to chime in. Hold on, let me wait for it to clear and then I'll play it. Come on. Let me see. New York. Person calling from New York.
The white man.
It's goddamn Benny Carnero.
White power. Come back. White man's revenge.
That's really what it is.
How you figure?
I have a whole theory on this, too. I have a whole little theory.
Here we go.
Alrighty. Everybody, sit up, put your trays in their upright lock position. It's going to be a doozy. Let's do this.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
This is how white guilty liberals work. They're funny. They play both sides of an argument, right? So this is what I think. I think that they let this whole immigration thing go crazy, right? Because for years, you know, we needed cheap labor. You know how white people want to always feel superior, so they need others to do the dirty work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who best to do this? Because we can't get the blacks anymore. Get someone a little bit not as dark. Mexicans. Boom, right? So for years, we got used to them mowing our lawns, shellacking our walls, painting shit. Because white, guilty, stupid liberals, they change the color of their rooms. Oh, John, this is a nice salmon. You know how they are. They're bored. They got nothing to do. So anyway, so they allowed it to fester, this problem, right? Now they're probably tired of them. They figure, let's go after Filipinos or the Chinks or the Arabs or whatever, one of the other darky groups. So now you got to get rid of all these Mexicans. Hold on. Now you got to get rid of them.
Okay.
Now what they did was they just let it go, you know what I'm saying? And now they're secretly stirring up these people. So in Arizona, now they have the law. Now in Ohio, they're thinking of doing it. So then you know who's next, Cali, New York, the other big states, right? Hold on a moment. So now, since there's this problem against these, you know, the minority, now they also have something to cry about and complain and have something to fight for at the same time. See how they play both sides? So they want them out, but them getting kicked out also helps them too, because now they have something to cry about on their college campuses and be like, no, not the native immigrant, now, never. You see how they play the game? They play both sides. That's why I've said a long time ago that the Democrats are still KKK, because that's how they started. And that's not conspiracy. They have it in a goddamn social studies book in any dumb high school. That the Jim Crow laws and all that shit was down with the Democratic Party. Now we got these new Jim Crow laws, which is just towards Hispanics, probably pushed and favored by the Democrats. So now they got to cover their ass at the same time. So now you got Obama complaining, you got Holder complaining, you got the Democrats complaining. It's all bullshit. They love it. They need it. That's how you got to look at things. It's always smoke and mirrors. It's always the opposite of what you think. So if someone tells you not to smoke, smoke. If someone says, don't fuck your friend's girlfriend, fuck the girl. If someone tells you don't steal the money, take the money from the old lady and then kill the old lady, because they also tell you not to kill her too. You know what I'm saying? So always think the opposite. Now, when you see the opposite, that's when you get the real answer. So to the whole 9/11 thing, right? We keep saying it's an inside job. No, it probably was an outside job. So that's the problem. We're looking internally. We got to look outside. It was probably some other country, not Bula Bula. You know what I'm saying? So it was probably Europe. Europe probably did 9/11 because then they came up with the euro and then smacked us a second time. Because think about it. The Europeans is what really benefited from 9/11, not the Arabs. The Arabs are still in the fucking mountains eating goat and curry or whatever the fuck they eat, right? They're not doing anything special. Dubai is in the shit. But who's been pumping money into Dubai? The Europeans. Who's been building all that shit in Iraq and Iran? Not in Iran, excuse me, but the Russians in Iran. But anyways, in Iraq, it's been the Europeans. So the Europeans probably did 9/11 because then they started to write the books that it was our fault. So that's what I'm saying is look in other directions. It's not what you always think because the Europeans was pumping up. Oh, the Americans did it to themselves. Oh, the Americans. It was the Europeans, probably. Think about it. They were the first dynasties anyways. So, there you go, okay?
Now, what the fuck does that have to do with Mexicans?
No, I just got to that point. I'm just saying it's misdirection. Yeah. That's a gem. That's a blood diamond right there. Oh, yeah, brother. So anyways.
What the hell are you talking about?
What?
Did you just take a shit?
Yeah, I just took a shit.
Jesus, my head hurts now.
All right, Angry Scotsman, what do you got, Bri, what do you got to say about that?
Well, I hate to say it, but it's kind of plausible. I can see where he's coming from, but you know what? I'm still kind of processing what he just said. it's like, it's still trying to compute. Gotcha. All right. Okay.
Yeah, he does that to me all the time. I'm like, what? Fucking Tyler Durden over here, you know, first, and then he doesn't remember what the fuck he said. And
I really don't. No. I have to rewind or something.
Yeah. No.
But the Ohio thing is true, though, because that's what it is. Now it's going to be a domino effect, because now the other states figure, shit, Arizona was the first to do it, now we have the excuse. I think it's a good thing.
Because
I'll tell you one thing. This is what I don't understand, is the disconnect with the word illegal. Everyone's going up in arms about it, but it's illegal. You understand?
Yeah, exactly.
I understand people feel bad for others, right? People want to come to America for a better life and all this other bullshit. I understand that. That's why people come here. But there's the word illegal. We have a legal system. So where's the disconnect? Why don't the liberals understand that? Why is it they always have to do things on their own fucking whims? You see what I'm saying? That's why people hate their fucking guts. Because these fuckers make their own stupid rules. Because if you were a rational person or you had any type of sense or intelligence, you would be fair. They're not fair. They preach fairness, but they're not fair at all. Because if you don't get down like them, well, fuck you, you're a Nazi. Automatic.
Exactly.
Automatic.
Yeah.
And that's how they do things.
These are Nazi laws. These laws are Nazi Germany. Like, really? I think Nazi Germany, their laws were, if you circumcise, you're dead.
I'm circumcised and I'm not even Jewish, so I would have been dead too.
Exactly. That was the laws in Germany. They're just saying, you know what? Go home.
They're not even saying go home. They're like, why are you here illegally? They didn't even say that they were going to kick people out. They said that they would arrest you and sequester you and say, what are you doing here? Are you a fucking rapist that just ran across the border? Do you have some fucking disease like HIV? You know what I'm saying? It's like, sometimes this country, see, this is the problem with liberals as well. Liberals have really bad history. According to liberals, wars only started in Afghanistan and Iraq. Those are the only two wars that ever existed in the history of mankind, according to liberals, and were manifested by Bush. Bush committed the first murder. You know that Cain and Abel shit? That doesn't exist to liberals. Bush. Only Bush. That's the only bad word they know. And that's the only person that's created all the world's problems. That's how they are. They're motherfuckers. You know, when you deal with a motherfucker, you can't have a conversation. Because talk to a liberal, right? Oh, Obama fucked up. Hey, but Bush. Hey, but Bush. That's a conversation. It's like you want to choke the fuck out of them. You want to choke them as they walk with their bike on the sidewalk. Because that's what they do. I'm green. I'll show you fucking green when I choke the fuck out of you. I hate that shit. Like, these people are, they have no, look, I'm not against being a free thinker. I'm not against different opinions or different perspectives. But they have nothing. They have nothing to offer. They're just, like, in the way. They're like these fucking crash dummies that if I had an AK-47 and I let it go, I wouldn't have enough bullets. Having enough. See, I'm an immigrant. See, I talk like one. I wouldn't have enough bullets to put these motherfuckers down.
This is why you carry a machete.
No, not even a machete would take them down. You'd fucking get tired after an hour because they keep propping up. I'm telling you.
Dude, that's totally not cool. You just took his head off. Shut the fuck up. Oh, dude, that's really not cool. That's totally unnecessary.
That's not green.
Nah, it's red.
Oh, John Stewart. That's another motherfucker. And I wrote about John Stewart. I said, this guy thinks he's so smart, right? Because every liberal is always smarter than you, right? If you're fucking so smart, then why are you getting fucked in the ass? Think about it. They're getting fucked in the ass and they're laughing about it. Yeah, big fucking cock up your ass. That doesn't make me laugh. That makes me wonder, why is a cock going into my ass? And why am I not running away and exiting the cock out of my ass? Think about it. That's what's so frustrating about these people. And they give everyone a bad look because they do marijuana. Everyone else that does marijuana now is not cool because they do marijuana. They're fucking pretentious. I don't know where they came from. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and we was trying to talk about the history. You know where it started in the 60s, right? They had the right idea with the whole civil rights thing. I believe in that. You know, everyone's fair, whatever color, race, or whatever, fine. But they took it on a different level. They went beyond, like, racial fairness to fucking fairness in every aspect of life. Look, bro, if you're fucking 4'10",
I'm just letting you go.
All
so
right,
in case everybody's like, in case everyone says, "Oh, why is Louis staying quiet?" I'm just letting it rip because it's been a long time since I heard a Benny Carnero rant. So there you go.
Look, think about it like this: if you're fucking 4'10", right? That's not your fault. You're technically a fucking midget, right? I don't expect you to get into the NBA. But if you fucking told that to liberals, they'd start suiciding themselves one after the other. Oh, no! I'm like, what the fuck? You talk to the guy that's 4'11", right? And you say, look, Mr. Fucking Midget, do you have a nice life? He'll say, yeah, it's kind of whack, you know, because I can't fuck a girl that's 5 foot up, right? So he's got to fuck other midgets. It's not that bad because he could still fuck. He can't fuck a supermodel because they're like 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", or whatever. But it's not a bad life. But according to them, it's a bad life. So when they go home and they sit in their stupid green plush stupid fucking beds that are made out of seaweed and fucking cock, right? And they want to rest and feel good about
free
themselves.
Free range cock.
Yeah, free range cock from fucking IKEA. That's all they do is they congregate in IKEA. That's why I told you I love the movie Fight Club because he starts saying he was buying all this furniture. That was his life. That apartment truly was his life. That's why I love when he screams on the phone. He's like, you don't understand. That apartment was my life. That's the point. That truly is the point. It's just this stupid bullshit. And I'm telling you, they're running this country down. Look, I'll tell you like this. If someone is full of shit, I'd rather know that from the get-go. Because when you try to do otherwise, like this President Obama, it offends my intelligence. It's like in Godfather 2, right? When he says to Carlo, he says, Carlo, don't lie to me because it insults my intelligence. When you lie to someone and you try to fool somebody, you're saying at the same time that that person that you're doing it to is a fucking idiot. I am not an idiot. I don't think you're an idiot. And I don't think the angry Scotsman's an idiot. So why are you trying to fool us? Why are you trying to tell me that a guy that's 4'10" should be and has to be in the NBA? Unless if he's an incredible athlete, because there has been. That's how nature works. Sometimes you have these anomalies. But why does he have to be in there? And why is it a fucking travesty if he is not in there? That's what they don't fucking get. It's like that there's this big disconnect in their fucking heads. It's like they don't get that not everyone has to own a home because if everyone owns a home, then there's no one to rent. Don't they understand that shit? If everybody has a job, then who's going to be the boss? If everyone's an Indian, then there's no chiefs. And if everyone's a chief, then there's no fucking Indians. It's called balance. There's those who suck dick and those who get their dick sucked. There's those who put it in someone's butt, and then there's the butt that gets it put in. Like, I don't understand. It's a simple balance. It's a simple balance. But these motherfuckers would have it that, no, everybody has to have a burger. But what kind of burger? Some stupid vegetable burger? No, I don't think the lion should eat a gazelle. What do you want the lion to fucking eat? Tofu? Yeah, go to a lion. Say, hey, Mr. Lion, because I work at the zoo, right? I'm going to go to the zoo. I'm going to go to the lion den or whatever. I'm going to say, look, Mr. Lion, would you prefer nice big fucking roast beef or some fucking tofu? The lion's going to look at me. He's going to say, look, let me tell you something. If you fucking feed me that tofu, I'm going to fucking eat you and the fucking liberal that told you to fucking tell me to eat the tofu. Because he, even the lion's going to know. I bet you the animals come together. They say, look at these motherfuckers taking photos of me and condemning me for eating the gazelle. The fucking lion probably says to them, fuck you for taking photos of me in the first place. Think about it. Even the lion gets mad. He says, you're condemning me for eating the gazelle. How the fuck you want me to live? That's how liberals think. They have no fucking clue of anything. They have no clue. That's why liberals, they only live in certain areas. And I hope that they stay in these areas and they don't fucking come to the Bronx where I live. They live in Portland, Oregon. They live in downtown Manhattan. And I don't know where else liberals live, but I hope that they stay in these places.
They live in my neighborhood, and what they do, but that's the funny thing. They only worry about their own fucking rights, yet they'll fucking whip their dicks out and fucking take a piss on your property, and you just gotta be okay with it.
Yeah, because then it's okay, according to them, to pee on your fucking, your thing. But if you pissed on some, like, Native Indian reservation, then it's a fucking goddamn sin. But they have nothing to do with the Native Americans. That's what I don't get. It's like they could fucking transform themselves into any race or any culture. That's how bored they are. It's like there's this famous joke from George Carlin, right?
Yeah.
This is the greatest joke in the world. I love it. He says white people have no right to sing the blues because we give the blues. You get the joke?
Yeah.
I love that fucking joke because he's like, and he says that also that white people have no fucking right to be on the dance floor. And I agree with that too. I went to a club the other day, and it was a bunch of white people dancing. I was embarrassed. I felt like saying, come on, guys. Let's just get out of here and go shopping at Abercrombie. Let's call it a night. You know what I'm saying? Or go to Starbucks. But anyways, the point of the matter is when he said that, I love that line. He says, we have no right to sing the blues because we give the blues.
So Eric Clapton is a fucking full of shit motherfucker.
That's the god-awful truth, you know? You remember that stupid song he had, Phenomenon, with the fucking John Fat Travolta?
If I can change the world, I would give you sunlight. Well, they had Babyface, so that could have worked.
No, this is, I'm telling you, they really, I feel so bad that they, look, and everyone keeps condemning Bush, right? But I love that big sign that they had on the side of the highway, which said, do you miss me yet? I kind of miss Bush. I'll tell you why. Because I knew exactly what Bush would do. What would he do? He would say something stupid, do something stupid, and attack some other country. I'm okay with that. I'm really okay with that. And then he'll piss off other countries. That's fine. It's better than having Obama suck the other countries off, tell them he's their friend, and then piss them off even more. So what do you prefer, telling the Arabs, fuck you, or telling the Arabs, we're sorry, we want to be friends, side with Israel, fuck the Arabs on the back, and then flip it around and then make the Israelis mad? Think about it. That's why liberals will always be more dangerous, because look, the best leader, a lot of times, is a leader that's not completely popular. You understand? Because you can't make everyone happy. But a liberal would have you believe that everyone could get along, fa-la-la-la-la, hold hands, and everything's fine. You can't do that. When you are a leader, you have to be about certain things. You have to have your principles, good or bad. That's why I respect Bush more than Obama. Because Bush said, no gay marriages, that's what he was about. So I didn't necessarily agree with it because, you know, whatever. But at least he told you, not like Obama, oh, I'm pro-gay marriage. Oh, Obama, you're losing the votes. No, I'm against gay marriage. Oh, Obama, you're losing the votes. Oh, I'm pro. Come on. You have to stay firm. You have to stay firm. Your feet have to stay flat on the ground. You can't fucking be moved by the summer wind. Can I get a summer wind song? Frank Sinatra? No?
Damn.
Okay, fine. Anyways, that's the point. This fucking guy tips and moves like he's in the fucking ocean. No, you can't do that. Oh, I'm going to bring the troops home. But you send more troops now, so it's even worse. That's why 2012, which is not going to be the end of the world. Oh, fuck the Mayans. They were Mexicans anyways. Look, The point is this. In 2012, I hope to God that they fucking push this guy out and he never comes back. Because he is the fucking white liberals' dream. Fooled all the blacks and all the liberals into voting for him. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Even Oprah somehow was always pro-women, pro-women. Turned her back on Hillary to promote Obama. What did Oprah say to the world when she did that? I'm a woman, but I'm still black first. And people said that was okay. I would have said, what? They should have took that bitch off the TV for that. See, they proved how full of shit they are. Because liberals, they don't care about women's rights. It's always the minority. It's the group that they feel has been always burdened. So why don't you feel bad for Jews? I can't think of any other ethnic group that got slaughtered and been beaten and prejudiced. Even with this shit in Arizona, they really put a swastika in beans on the side of... So that's why I was my friend who's Jewish. I said, look, even when it has nothing to do with Jews, you're still going to see a swastika. You know, there are other symbols. How about put the one with the circle and the line going through it?
Yeah.
You know? I'm telling you, that's how liberals fight. They get defensive and then they use, like, their same old words, like Bush and Nazis. That's all they know. They know nothing else. And I'm telling you, the only way to beat the liberals is we just have to start killing them.
Damn!
Just start killing them, choking them, punching them, and they won't fight, trust me, because they're too pussy to fight. You know why? I'll tell you why a liberal will never fight you back. Because they don't believe in the laws of nature. And you know what the laws of nature are? Kill or be killed. And a liberal doesn't understand it. Now, I'm not saying be violent and vitriol and start killing every motherfucker you see. But if you are a true human and you have the will to win and the will to survive, then you will defend yourself in the act of survival. These motherfuckers, liberals, won't do that. That's how come they're punks and pussies. That's why Arabs probably salivate. They're like, hummana, hala, hala, hala. Probably salivate about murdering liberals. They probably, like, fucking jerk off at night. Hala, hala, hala. About cutting their heads off one after the other. And in fact, the terrorists are probably fucking thanking Allah that they pushed out Bush. Because with Bush, at least they were a little bit afraid. They know that Bush would come in and start blowing them up like an American usually does. Now we got this puss-puss. This puss-puss wouldn't press the button if his fucking life depended on it. So what do you prefer? Them pressing the button or us pressing the button? Where's your fucking will to react? Where's your will to survive? Doesn't make you heartless. It makes you human. It is human nature to defend yourself. But liberals would have you think otherwise. And that's why liberals are stupid. In fact, I should start bringing liberals to the zoo and say, look, Mr. Liberal, you see that fucking lion over there? Yeah, he sees that gazelle. You know what he's going to do to the gazelle? He's going to eat the motherfucker, and he's going to rip his flesh off, he's going to start digging into it, and then he's going to call his smaller cubs, and they're going to start eating too. So I call that a family outing of fucking ripping apart a gazelle. Oh, but that bothers you. You know what? I'm going to take a photo, I'm going to put it on Facebook, and I'm going to fucking show it to all your friends, and I'm going to tag your name. What's your name, liberal? John. Oh, yeah, John what? Kerry. Oh, really? John Kerry, much like the motherfucker. He goes to Nam, and then he's like, oh, but they were killing people in Nam. What did you think they went to Nam for? For the fucking bamboo? I don't understand this disconnect. You know what I'm saying? It's like they're all fucking sleeping or something. They must be sleeping with each other. That's probably what it is. And then as they lay in bed at night on their fucking, what was the bed I told you about? The seaweed and the cock?
Yeah, free-range cock.
Yeah, free-range cock beds. As they sleep together, they start saying, oh, wouldn't it be nice if no one had to go hungry? And wouldn't it be nice if no one had to take a shit? Because that's what I was talking about. That liberals don't want us to poop anymore because the poop is bad for the environment. So they want us to swallow a pill right after we eat our meal, and it gets rid of the poop. So I'm going to call it poop be gone. You know, like it's a pill that you take. So you no longer have to take a shit. So we no longer need toilets. Oh, it would work wonders. Homeless people won't shit on the street anymore with fucking poop be gone, you know? I'm telling you, they have no clue. Clueless people. I hate them all. I swear, next time if I go somewhere and I see one of these motherfuckers, I'm going to take their scarf that they wear in the summertime and fucking hang them from the side of a fucking bridge or something.
Holy.
I'm telling you, I'm so mad I got a fucking headache. And in fact, I got to take a shit, so I might find a fucking poop be gone so I don't have to lose time taking a shit so I can keep fucking shitting on the fucking talk show, radio show. Son of a bitch, yo. These people make me so mad. Okay, back to what I was saying about liberals that don't know history, right? Think about it like this. They were celebrating 420 to high heaven, right? 420, ha ha ha, let's get high. 420, ha ha ha, let's get high. 420, let's roll a joint, man. Ha ha ha. 420 is the birthday of Hitler. You fucking dummies. You fucking dummies. Think about it. You're celebrating the day of the Fuhrer that you supposedly don't like. So what I started to develop the idea was that they really want to celebrate the Fuhrer, right? So they had to come up with a secondary celebration for that same day. So they were like, oh, what's something that everyone likes to do? Get high, right? Every culture is one way or another. The Irish get drunk. The Italians eat a lot of spaghetti. Hispanics smoke Latin lettuce, whatever, right? We all have forms of getting high. So they said, let's replace Hitler's birthday, right? Hitler's birthday with smoking marijuana. So they get to celebrate the day, which is the same day as this fucking douchebag's birthday, and they get everything that they want. And that's how smart they are in that sense. Not smarter than me, not smarter than Lou, not smarter than the Angry Scots. Because I can see all that bullshit. And that's why I love Fight Club. Because he said it. He said, we are not the generation of the Great Depression or the Great War. He said our Great Depression is our lives, and our Great War is the war with ourselves. You understand? That is the most profound statement that you could hear ever. Imagine, your life is the Great Depression, and the war that you are at or in is with yourself. Think about it. We are truly at war, not with guns and bullets, but we are in a war where we have motherfuckers that they want to bring this country down, and I feel it. I could tell. I could tell liberals hate America so much. They do.
Yeah, we got someone in the chat room that asked you a question. How many times have you seen Fight Club?
Probably seen it every time it's on fucking Bravo and AMC. Why?
Yeah, no, I don't know. We'll find out why.
I'm telling you, I told you, the holy trinity of movies is Dark Knight, Fight Club, and
Zatoichi.
Spaceballs.
Huh?
Spaceballs.
Nah, I love Spaceballs, but I can't use a password like 1, 2, 3, 4. No, what's that other one?
Zatoichi?
No, that shit with the superheroes that they it was very political. The one with the guy named the comedian.
Not the Weatherman.
Watchmen.
Watchmen, there you go.
Okay, so Watchmen, Dark Knight, and Fight Club. I call it the Holy Trinity of flicks. If you watch those movies, they tell you a lot about your position in society, and what goes on. And I'm telling you, it's just a lot of bullshit. And that's why what liberals try to do is they try to tell you they're free from society. Well, I said
what
it today.
What happened to the American dream? Look this around. It happened.
This is what liberals want you to think, that they're free from society. I've said it a long time ago, and I had discussions with Lou. In order to truly be free from society, you have to completely remove yourself from society. And the following are free from society: terrorists, those in prison, gang members, and the psychotics. That's it. Those four groups are the only ones that are free from society. So all these people that tell you that they're free and they know what's going on, no, it's not so, because it's incredibly difficult to remove yourself from society. Because think about it. If you pay taxes, you're still part of society. I had an argument with someone the other day. I'm against the wars. I said, do you pay taxes? They said, yeah. So then financially you're supporting the wars. So if you were a true rebel or revolutionary, you fucking remove yourself from society without paying taxes. Once you figure that out, then I can respect you, ultimately. So it's not that I disrespect you, but you don't have the right to tell me that you're a true rebel or revolutionary. Because even the Americans, when they had that fight about the taxation without representation, what did they start doing? They started dumping the tea overboard, right? That's how you really fight. Fighting was never about slogans or slick talk or having these signs and parading around. That's not how you fight. Change comes with the will to react and action. It has nothing to do with what you say. Because now that's what we live in. We live in an era where everyone has a website or everyone has a funny T-shirt or everyone goes on Facebook and starts preaching. So what? I could preach all day. Does that make a difference? What really makes a difference is you have to step outside and really start to lead. That's why Fight Club was so important, because that's what he started to do. He removed himself from society. He got himself out of that job. He got himself out of that apartment. He started looking at things differently. He started organizing. They started fighting back. And ultimately, what did they do? They blew up the credit card buildings. And people understood his vision. That's why the movie's so damn important. And I have this idea that if people start uniting and they start creating these militias and these fight clubs and this and that, then you're going to see real fucking change in this country, because these people are going to start saying, you know what? Fuck you and your income tax. Fuck you and your sales tax. Fuck you and your tax on food and your taxes on goods. And fuck you on always sending our jobs somewhere else. And fuck you and your protecting of some groups with fucking other groups. That's what it is. I think Americans finally had hit them in the fucking face and it says, you know what? This is too much bullshit now. Too much bullshit. This flying into space and fucking studying some weird fucking animal from Argentina. You know what? Sorry about that animal in Argentina if it fucking died. The cock mouse. Yeah, let's call it a mouse that looks like a fucking penis. If it's going to go extinct, I'm sorry. A lot of animals go extinct. It happens. Think about it. Are there any more Romans? Are there any more Persians? No. They died out. You know what they are now? Italians and fucking Iranians. You know, like, that's what it is. It's nature. It's through the passage of time, of evolution. You know, things happen. But, you know, back to a liberal. No. They go to arms. They cry. No. They have no fucking, like, to them, death doesn't exist. Death is not a cycle in life. Trees don't fall in nature. You know what I'm saying? That's how they are. That's how they are to me. Little sniveling bitches. And I see them running around. And somehow they usurped, or whatever, power, which is fucking dangerous. These motherfuckers are fucking dangerous. Okay? It's like, if let's say we're lost in the woods, right? You need someone to get you out of the woods. These motherfuckers are however making circles in the woods. So eventually what's going to happen? The bears are going to eat you. Or the fucking raccoons are going to get you. Or the fucking mullies are going to get you. Or the Mexicans are going to get you. Somebody's going to get you in the woods. So you want to get the fuck out of there, right?
Right.
But these people have no vision because, like I said, they don't have certain basic elements and concepts in their brain. They have no will to survive. They don't have the will to react. They don't have the will to fight. Nothing. So how do you expect to progress? How do you expect to go forward as a human race when you have these people that are complacent with the fact that if everyone had a veggie burger, they eat? That's not how we move forward. People have to die. People have to move. People have to fight. There have to be dummies and there have to be smart people. It's a balance. Oh, but everyone has to go to college. Oh, my God. They can't go to school. Oh, bro, some people are fucking dumb and they have to do pizza delivery all their life. Is that a fucking sin? Think about it. Is that a sin that someone has to do pizza delivery? So who's going to deliver the pizza? Why don't they understand this concept? It's not a bad concept. I've talked to dumb people all the time, right? I talk to dumb people. And I ask them, are you happy or dissatisfied? They're not unhappy. They're perfectly fine. They know. They dropped out of high school, so they don't expect the world in their palms. But sometimes, because of the beauty of America, that you could be the biggest idiot in the world, and you can make a lot of money. So what's the problem? Oh, but my life didn't go the way I planned it. So? You know how many people die in the womb? Stillborns? You know how many people die in their fucking early ages to cancer? You know, that's how life is. JFK, when Democrats were really decent, right? JFK said it. Life is unfair. That's all you need to know. So a liberal doesn't get that because they think everything has to be fair. No, it's fucking stupid because it's a patronage. You know what the word patronage is? They're just condescending. They think that they're smarter and that they are our parents and like, oh, this is good for you and I'll take care of you. And then they lull you to buy with their lullabies. Oh, affirmative action, that'll help. Oh, yeah, fair housing, yeah, that'll help, yeah. Let's just tax more and spread the money. Sounds like your parents, right? You know, when you, like JoJo and John, right? They'd be like, JoJo didn't get a lollipop, so what they're going to do? They're going to take the lollipop from John, and nobody has lollipops. So then JoJo and John say, look at these fucking asshole of parents. They took our lollipops. That's what's going on right now. I think they're taking a lot of lollipops.
Damn.
Yeah. That's how it starts. That's what they mean by big government. It's like your parents. That's why you want to get away from your parents. That's why you want to move out. That's why you want to experience life. Because under your parents' world, that is your world. But the world is not that, and that's what liberals don't get either. They think that their world is their sissy-ass, stupid, left-leaning campuses where they have, I don't know if they even know how to have sex. I can't imagine a liberal having sex. But, like, they have these stupid campuses, and anyone could dress any stupid way that they want. Like, they go to Marshalls or fucking JCPenney and put whatever together. Like, they're just clueless. You see them, like, when a regular person walks, their arms sway a certain way, and they have a certain stature. When a liberal walks, they look like a fucking the dolls with the head that bounce. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not even coordinated to walk. Like, they don't even have the natural essence to walk like a human. They're unnatural. They must be aliens at birth. You'll know who a liberal is just by looking at them. I'm telling you, it's so pathetic. I could see why in The Dark Knight, why Joker just felt like killing motherfuckers. Because that's what the Joker was talking about. He says they're rules. And their stupid morals. And then he proved that they would eat themselves alive, and they practically were eating themselves alive. And that's what I'm trying to say with liberals. If we push these motherfuckers, they're going to kill themselves. They're pussies. All we need is the right leaders, someone nice and firm and staunch, probably preferably Christian, will put these bastards back to where they belong. And you know where they belong? In France. There they could be fucking gay Paris and eat their fucking stupid brie cheese. Brie cheese. And their stupid baguettes and all that bullshit, okay? Send them back to France. 9/11 was our fault? Yes, it was our fault. Go fuck yourself and take the liberals.
Damn, this will mean no more MSNBC, though.
Yeah. It's another fucking farce, and CNN and all that other bullshit. That's why Fox News is killing them, because Fox News at least has some kind of balls. Right or wrong, they have balls. CNN pussyfoots around everything. And that's what liberals do. It's like they don't have the balls.
They got rid of their best guy, though.
Lou Dobbs.
Yeah.
I like Lou Dobbs. He's probably loving it right now with this whole Arizona thing.
And he got a Spanish wife, so they try to call him a racist. He's like, I'm banging a brown bitch.
No, I think it's a good start. Like, the whole Arizona law, and you'll see other states are going to start doing it. And then, theoretically, if we do that, it's going to solve a lot of problems.
No, exactly. Especially here in New York City. You know, you scream, La Migra! You see them scurry like roaches. Like, you turn on the light. You know when you turn on the light, they're all like, oh,
the
shit.
Roaches.
Oh, shit.
think about it. If we start kicking out the illegals, there's going to be less call for social services.
Yeah.
Which is going to mean less taxes have to go in. Then it's going to mean more jobs, more opportunities. It's going to be a variety of things. And I said it a long time ago, that these illegals don't help us. They bring us down. They're like, who's going to do the work? If you started paying people the right way, Americans will do the work. Americans are not a lazy people, brother.
No, I said that before in the beginning, because somebody in the chat room was like, oh, you know, Mexicans only work the jobs that Americans won't do. No, because Americans don't do those jobs because those jobs are not going to pay them a living wage. Some jobs take advantage, and they're committing crimes themselves by hiring illegals. But if a job starts paying, like, you know, if McDonald's started paying $10 an hour, you know they would be filling up jobs and people would be staying with them.
Think about it like this. Here's my argument to the whole Mexicans doing the jobs thing.
Yeah.
Now, when we had our big immigration thing, right, back in the 20s, right, who did we get from countries like Ireland and Scotland and France and Germany and all that shit and Italy and Puerto Rico or whatever, right? What kind of people did we get? We got people that were skilled laborers. That's why they built the bridges. That's why they built the museums. That's why they built everything. When these people come, they say all the time, yeah, I do everything. I do electricity. I do plumbing. I do everything, man. They don't know shit. They're not skilled laborers. Think about it. How can they be skilled laborers if in their country they don't have anything to teach them?
Yeah. Keith in the chat room says, I used to wash dishes and clean toilets. We are not too proud.
That's what I'm saying. I'm working at the zoo for $8.75, and I'm born in this country. That's a load of bullshit, yo. That's liberal bullshit when they tell you that Americans come from a background of skilled labor and people that busted their ass. Okay, you shit on my ancestors when people say that shit. Americans are lazy. Bullshit. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, so he goes, someone is also taking skilled labor here too. I can't even get an electrical engineering job interviews.
Yeah, because they're saying that in their country they're skilled laborers, and they're not. I'm telling you, that's why look, here's another thing about back in the day when America was known for their products because it was made in America. You can't even say that anymore. You know why? Because you have other groups of people that are unskilled making things. Mm-hmm. That's why things don't last now. You ever buy some clothes and the pants start to rip already and your shirt starts to rip? Why? Because the craft and the skill is being taken out of everything. That's why you can't hire and bring in unskilled laborers. So these people are pretty much, you're taking in worthless people. Because, hey, back in the day, in the 20s, when they had the immigration thing, if you were sick, you got quarantined. If you came here with no documentation, you got sent back. They wanted to know how much money you had, what your name was, where you were from, what language you speak, and what skill you had. So why did we just drop the standards? You know why? Because liberals figure, oh, it's standards. It's going to affect the world. Oh, no. And that's what happens. You have these fucking idiots screaming, top of their lungs, and then that's when everything drops. That's why, look, financial aid in school, 2.0 to get financial aid, basically showing up. While back in the day, you had to get a fellowship and a scholarship, and secondary education was a goddamn privilege. Now, secondary education is a goddamn joke. You could do it from your computer. You could go to school on your computer. And I'm not condemning that, but think about it. You've lowered the standard. That's what happened to this country. We lowered our standards. Now we got to raise them. And you know how we raise them? You start saying, look, we have laws, and we're going to enforce them. And the first law we're going to enforce federally is we're going to get rid of people that don't belong here.
Yeah. Keith in the chat room goes, if you think about it, these illegals are cowards and desert their own country. They should stay and fix their own countries. I guess we have to ask ourselves, who in the federal government created these laws to let all this happen? Who are these people and why are they doing it?
Liberals and Democrats. And Republicans, I got to blame Republicans too. I don't want people thinking like I don't condemn Republicans. See, Republicans, they become bitch too, and they don't fight. So they just want to see the problem manifest so that they could come in and swoop in. That's why we got to vote Republicans and Democrats, both of them out. Because that's what Republicans are doing. They're hanging in the corners, letting things get bad so that they could swoop in and make their move. No, as they swoop in like Batman, that's when you kick them right in the nuts. You say, fuck you. You should have got involved years ago.
Word.
Because that's what they've been doing, the Republicans. They don't say nothing now, right? Because that's what they're waiting for. They figure, oh, let the Democrats and the liberals fuck things up so bad that there's no way that we can lose. If we were really a country and we united, we should fucking kick both of them out. Kick them both out and teach them a lesson. Say, you wanted this country to go down for your own selfish agendas? Fuck you, die in misery, motherfuckers. All of them. Look at Goldman Sachs. The American dream is to own a home, and they were betting against that. That's fucking terrible. That's terrible. You wanted to see the destruction of people? See, that's unfair. Because you're artificially causing, you know, pain and misery. That I have a problem with. That's unfair. That has nothing to do with nature. These people were fighting against nature. It's not like, well, someone got sick and they lost their home. That's unfortunate. But in this case, you gave them the shot knowing that they were going to fail and you pumped them up to fail. Ah, now we have a different story there, brother. Oh, now there's a problem. That's why, at least now Congress, they're trying to make believe that they're fighting them and, you know, they're having these congressional hearings. They need to twist their balls. So.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, we went like 12 minutes overtime, so hope you guys enjoyed it. I'd like to thank everyone for listening. I'd like to thank Old Hope, Benny Carnero, Angry Scotsman, Truth Brigade Radio, Keith, the Angry Grandpa stopped by to listen in. Like, again, everybody, if I'm missing you, yeah, thank everybody for listening. This has been the Crotch Shot Radio saying, fuck the New World Order. If you don't believe us, you don't want to look into the issues we discuss, and you just want to freaking make blanket statements like, yo, you're a racist, then you know what? You know what? Fuck you and your mama and the horse you rode in on. So, yeah, there you go. And hope you're alright. If you love me, take it all right. I'm not afraid to stop you.